The Buzzer After Hours. Who says nothing good happens after 2 a.m.? Music, stories, just dropped releases. The After Party. Dates from Hell. Nothing is taboo. Join us Wednesdays, After Hours.
Hey y'all, Shay here, The Buzzer After Hours. Welcome and enjoy. Episode 11. Tonight, we drop a couple new releases and feature artist CONT. The multi-talent artist hails from Athens, Greece. Theo works as a composer, arranger, mixing mastering engineer, producer, vocalist, and guitarist. CONT has dedicated his life to creating music. So, hey, Theo, thank you for coming on the podcast chat today. I really enjoy you having as a guest.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. It's really nice to come here. Yeah.
How are you feeling today?
I'm good. The weather is good here in Athens, so yeah, it's good.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah. Well, you've been professionally trained in electric guitar and vocals, music theory, and production.
Yes.
What inspired you to get into the music industry?
I guess it is about, you know, expressing yourself and try to, you know, compose songs in order to get it out, you know, from your heart. And as you get along and the years passing by, you feel like you have to do more and more and more if you love what you're doing. So that's why, I just focus on many areas around music, not just vocals or your guitar. That's why I really love production, doing my production. Yes.
Yeah, you studied under the renowned Brett Manning and Jamie Vendura.
Yeah, true. That's true.
What
yeah.
was it like?
Oh, that was good. I didn't do many lessons with them, but you know, I had their books, and I revisited every time I felt insecure about some things about my voice. But other than that, I just do it all, you know, all by myself. I just practice a lot in many areas, as I said. So that's the way to do it. There's no, you know, there's no cheat plan for you to get it done. You know, you have to do it by yourself.
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised you say that, because I was seconds into hearing your voice, I knew I wanted you on the podcast. Like, your vocal range is outstanding and you're well known for it.
Thank you. Thank you very much about it. What can I say? Thank you. I mean, yeah.
How do you feel about being compared to Jeff Buckley?
I don't know. I mean, I think we have some common vibes, I can say. But I think my voice is more harsh in terms of timbre. Jeff Buckley's voice, I think, you know, that's my point of view, how I hear my voice. I think my voice is more in the grunge style, you know, more in the 90s grunge style. Or more of the 70s rock style. But I have some, you know, I have some things, you know, borrowed, I can say, from the Buckley's era, you know, that kind of pure falsetto and expression.
So what other artists have influenced your work?
Chris Cornell, for sure. Stone Temple Pilots. Soundgarden, Audioslave, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Jeff Buckley, yes, Queen, Freddie Mercury.
I can definitely see Queen influence.
Yes. What else? I mean, you know, I think those Doors. Sorry, Jim Morrison. Yes, of course, the Doors. Maybe I'm just forgetting some of the bands that I love, but you get the vibe. Seven is
yeah, an, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, from the 60s, 70s till 90s. That's my kind of, you know, and a lot of soul music. I really love soul music as well. You know, all the Motown and Stax records, really amazing. Whitney Houston as well, but you know, Whitney Houston is more pop. But I really listen to hear and get influenced by.
All right, that's interesting. So, do you write all your own music, or do you co-write?
So far, I wrote all my music all by myself, to be honest. But I'm planning to co-write with some friends, see how it goes. I'm not sure if it's gonna be, you know, good to my ears, but I'm gonna try the next album.
And when will that be?
I don't know. Hopefully at the end of this year, but I'm not sure because of the quarantine things, and we'll see, hopefully.
Are you under strict quarantine in Greece?
Yes. Yes, we are from November, in and out, so it's like semi-quarantine, full quarantine and all that. It's crazy. It's a paranoia. And it feels like it's going to be till summer for sure. So, yeah.
Well, it gives you a lot of time to reflect and write great music for the future.
That's true. Yeah. That's one, you know, one point. But on the other hand, you know, when you're so inside, you know, sometimes you don't feel to do it, you know, but you don't have any influences, any outside, you know, you don't communicate. You're all time, you know, either on the computer, or maybe you see a movie, or maybe you listen to the music, but again, on that computer, you know, okay, you play the guitar, you compose, you do stuff, you read some books, maybe online, or you maybe, you know, real books. But, you know, if you are not out to, you know, communicate and get ideas, it feels like you're in a flat mode, something like that.
Yeah, that's very insightful. Yeah. That's very insightful. I do agree with you. Mm. I do agree with you. So how has your life experiences affected your music?
I think after composing my last single, I feel like I am obsessed with love. And what I hear and what I read into my lyrics, you can understand sometimes, you know, that. But I think it's a big part of my life. The songs are just a mirror of my, you know, experiences in my everyday life, or in, you know, more advanced issues, I can say, inside issues. So
the song Always Christmas in My Heart, was that about a special lady?
Yes. I didn't expect that, but yes.
Do you want to talk about it?
What do you want to talk about it?
I just decided, is this somebody that you're with now, or is that past love? Or
it's a past love. Yeah, it's a past love, because it says, then you say you love me, then you leave me all behind. So I guess, you know, you can understand that it's a past love.
It's a beautiful song, and we're going to listen to it later in the show. It's outstanding.
Thank you.
So do you come from a musical family? Like when you were growing up, was music around you?
Not really, except on the radio. But my parents don't play music at all. Yeah.
So what type of music were your parents playing?
Jazz. My mother usually jazz. Instrumental chill music, I can say. A lot of 80s sometimes. That's why I love Whitney Houston, I guess. I'm a father, more Greek stuff, you know. my father, my first cassette was from my father, he recorded, a friend of his recorded a cassette from Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, wow.
And that was the, yeah, that was the first thing I, you know, I just heard. And I really cried, to be honest. It was amazing hearing that, you know, and when you're like, I don't know, 12 or something, it's like,
really,
it's a holy grail, you know, yeah, you feel it's wow.
Yeah. I'd love to hear that. It's amazing. Yeah, so yeah. Of your old music, is there a track that you play more often than others? Like, which is your favorite?
My own music?
Yeah.
What's my favorite song then?
Yeah, what song do you like to sing the most?
All right. I think I like Embroidery from my first Deadpool album. I didn't have the chance to sing live Always Christmas in My Heart, but I love that song. I love Solar Eternity. What else? And the last song. What's the name? What's the name?
Embroidery.
The name, last song, my
Embroidery.
Album. No, the last song of my album.
Oh,
is,
okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
My last mistake. Yeah, my last mistake.
Well, I featured Solar Eternity on the blog today.
Oh.
Cool. Yeah, I love it. I was listening to your music, and I thought, wow, I haven't featured this. So it's on my blog. I'll send you the link after, but I'm sure you know where to find me.
yes.
So yeah. If you could change anything about the music industry, like if you had a power to wave your wand and say, I'm going to fix something, what would you fix?
With the music industry, huh? You know, the thing is about the music industry now, all the people listen to the music via the phones or via the computers.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, during the golden years of selling CDs or vinyls, because that was the only way to listen to the music, you have the CD player that can do only that thing, or you have the vinyl player that can do only that thing. Mm-hmm. And you can't get distracted, you know what I mean? So you really focus, you know, on listening to the whole album. So you really get to love that album because you listen to it with so much, you know, love on it. And you just listen time and time and again. And then you just, you know, it becomes part of you. But nowadays, you have one song from one artist, and then you have another song, another playlist, whatever, and you don't focus listening to the whole album. And after, you know, 10 songs, you don't remember what you heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, it's really disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's all about the technology. You can't have one thing doing so many stuff, isn't it? Sending an email, you know, chatting with your friends, seeing, you know, watching a movie, then playing a song, then recording, you know, and mixing your songs, whatever, reading a book. It's too much for one thing, doing so much, so many stuff from my point of view. That's why you get distracted, and then, you know, maybe you get bored, and then you move on and you do something else and you don't pay attention.
I do yeah. agree with you. There's been a loss of the spiritual experience and actually turning off the lights, lighting a candle, and listening to music.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
vinyl.
Yeah. So you,
yeah,
so you don't feel the music.
Yeah, I have a turntable. So I listen to vinyl. I listen to not as much as I want to, but because everything's digital that I have to review. But I love collecting the old albums, and some of the artists are putting out vinyl this year.
They put up. But that's another thing, you know. It's a hype from nowadays. In order to have vinyl, is not like an artist can, you know, live by just, you know, selling vinyls. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, the price you pay to get them, and how many vinyls can you, you know, sell? you know, times are tough, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
And yeah, so, and another thing, can I add another thing about changing how, what else?
Of course.
I think the other thing it has to change is we have to get back the music industry by getting the labels again in order for things to get done by the right people. Because an artist cannot do the 360 thing, you know, be a manager, be a promoter, be the artist, be the composer, be blah blah blah. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like being an artist at all. It's like having a business that it's not sustainable, first of all, and secondly, you don't have the time to focus on the music. It's like 10% you compose music and do that stuff, and then 90% you try to promote that thing. I mean, I don't get it. You know what I mean? Something, you know, feels wrong.
So you feel that being signed to a label is a benefit to an artist?
Not now. I mean, you have the labels. Yeah, you know what I mean? The labels have to change their
Change their
ways.
ways. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure.
I don't know. Maybe find a label, a small label that doesn't want to drain you, but loves what you do and can promote some, you know, can do small steps, you know, get you play around Europe. I don't know if you're based in Europe, play around Europe in small festivals. And pay you, you know, some kind of money doing that, or you know, print your vinyl and take some percentage of the, you know, of the sales. But you cannot do it all that, you know. You have to be rich, I guess. You know, I mean, okay, if you want to do that, then music in 10 years or less maybe is gonna change for good, you know. It's gonna be only for the rich people. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound good to me.
With the pandemic happening, and the experiences that the music business has undergone, perhaps some positive changes will come of that, and labels will restructure the way they deal with artists.
Hopefully, you never know, but I guess that's the way we have to go because it's been like 20 years. Since the whole industry has changed, you know, the last albums that came out before that pop whatever came out like 2002 or something, the whole thing changed. You know, the industries many labels just merged. They didn't give the money that they used to give to get an album, you know, they didn't promote the way they were because internet just, you know, social media just invented and then the whole thing changed. But, you know, I don't know. I think it's better to have a team and be all together and work on the artist rather than just have, you know, be like one or two people doing all the stuff together.
Yeah.
No, it's not gonna work. You know, it's gonna be really tiring after all.
To focus on the artist and also the what I see as important is maintaining and fostering the independence of the artist to create what they want to create. So, what are your ambitions from here as a songwriter and a musician?
I guess to make people feel like I feel when I listen to my favorite artists or my favorite songs or any new songs that come out and they feel really, you know, make you explore other, you know, put you in another space, I can say, something like that.
Are you looking to keep your sound the same or bring some other influences into it?
I think that the next album is gonna be more heavy, but I'm trying to have more like riff rock songs. But on the other hand, I have many ideas that have the same vibe as the first album, which is more like a grand balance show, I can say. To be honest, I love slow songs, but you have to have fast songs as well in your album. It's not a red line, but you have to, having a different vibe. It's good to have fast songs as well.
Yeah, definitely. We've already spoke a bit about the track that's coming up next, Always Christmas in My Heart. As I said before, it's an outstanding track. Can you tell us a bit about the track before we listen to it, Theo?
Yes, the whole idea is it was to write a faster song for the first time. I just was messing around with the bass. I was playing bass, and I have a loop, a really simple loop with a drum beat with my on my digital audio workstation. And then I have the idea from the hook of the song, which is the before the it's the intro after the intro. And then it just, piece by piece just came on, and I knew what I was, where I was going. I was going for a more 80s dance thing with a rock aesthetics, I guess, something like that. But I was sure about the concept as well of the lyrics. So the whole idea was there.
Well, it's a great track, as I said, and we're going to take a spin to Always Christmas in My Heart, which was released December 2020 by Theo.
Thank you.
Well, that was awesome. Thank you for sharing it with us, Theo. You've had 15 years in the music scene, so you must have some stories or information you can give us about the local music scene.
Yes, okay. All right, the music. Okay. I think that the music scene here in Athens and in Greece has changed the last, I can say, 5 years or something. There was a stoner rock wave that it faded away. Thank God. I'm sorry. I can't get that kind of, 1,000 bands in. that was a, all right. That was many more bands than we have. But we have so many bands that they suck. Sorry, they suck for sure. And because that wave gave birth to new bands because they have some kind, I can say, publicity. Okay. You hear the same thing in all the songs that you hear from that kind of era. But other than that, I think if you are here and you want to make it, you have to play Greek stuff, mm-hmm. if you want to live from the music. What I do and what other people do, do the alt rock thing, whatever you can call it. No, it's the audience is really small. Yeah, we have many venues, we have festivals, we have things like that. But I feel the whole thing is kind of bad. How can I say that? It's a bad mirror of a big festival in, in UK. It's the same thing when you watch a really powerful festival, in UK, Germany, whatever. Mm-hmm. It feels like a mediocre thing that they do it because they want to make some money. I don't know what you expect me to say more, but I feel like this in this country, in terms of the alternative style music, not of the Greek stuff, but in the talented style of music, I feel like that.
Yeah, you're being truthful. That's the best thing you can do. So you said you're a solo act, and you've written most of your music, and you are hoping to co-write this year. The videos that you put out, do you collaborate with others on those?
Sometimes, yes. I collaborate with a friend making. I did the mastering of his album. We did a video together. Always Christmas in My Heart. A friend helped me. And some other friends played in the video. Yeah, so we do collaborations, anytime we can, because it's all about having a team.
Yeah,
from my point of view. Yeah.
Well, they're outstanding videos. They're interesting to watch.
Thank you.
Now we're going to be listening to Embroidery next. Embroidery was released when, Theo?
It was released in June 4th, 2018.
Okay.
So,
can you tell us a bit about the song?
The song, it is about another girl. Again.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, yeah, that's, yeah, I know. Sometimes I think of myself and say, oh no, again, it's happening again. What's wrong with you? As the title says, embroidery, because that girl used to, make that kind of, having that kind of, in her free time, he's just, doing embroidery all the time. So anyway, but I, it's metaphorical, you know. When you read the lyrics, it's more like a poetic, mesmerized painting, I can say, you know. But I have that, but again, he has the pain again on the chorus all the time. You know, dead, you know, words like dead, pain, alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Well, that's a beautiful description of it. And we're going to listen to it next. So, listeners, Embroidery by Theo N.T.
Yes.
So, Theo, if we were to peek over your shoulder, what does your studio look like? Do you record out of your home? Do you have a home studio?
Yeah, I have a home studio. And I think all the songs that I released from 2012 till now, most of the stuff has been, recording here, except sometimes I'm a friend, have a studio, and we did some drums with another album, with another project that I had that ended in 2017. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, everything has been done here.
So you have a professional setup in your home?
You can say professional, but nothing special like analog console or something like that. It's basic stuff, microphones. I have a professional, you can say, audio interface. Mm-hmm. I have an iMac, and then I have the speakers. Mm-hmm. I have some, sound absorption on the walls to have a better understanding of what I'm hearing in order to do the mix. Mm-hmm. And the mastering. And it's really good. You get familiar with your space. You can do things maybe sometimes better than going to the studio.
I agree with you. I get that. My studio, I have a home studio. It's pretty much sounds the same. The only difference is I have a bird. So I have to go. Well, it's the best place. His name's George, and it's the best place for him to be because it's the sunniest place in the home. But I do have to cover him up prior to doing any taping because he loves music, and when the music starts, he sings. So, but other than that, I got it all set up too. I find it awesome because you pour yourself a coffee and walk right across the home, and you're at work. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I love it.
Yeah, it's nice.
I love it.
It's nice. It's really good. It's really good. Yeah. I love studios as well, but, in order to get a studio of your own, you have to be, I don't know, at least rich, popular or whatever, So
yeah.
I can't afford that. So I have my home studio. It's, the way to go.
Yeah. I agree with you. The studios that are specific for studio recording, they definitely have their pluses, they're needed for quite a few projects, but a lot of artists, including myself and yourself, are doing just fine working out of their home, and I think that's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to Solar Eternity next. As I told you, I featured it on my blog this morning. Can you give us a bit of the backstory about this song?
It's really strange, this song. You know what? because you know why? It's really strange, Especially if you I'm going to tell you why. The thing is, the whole album is about not my last girl, okay? But the whole album is not like, it's based, it's been inspired, okay, to be, better say that, from another relationship, okay? So the thing is, in this song, the backing vocals, is from my last girl. So you have the whole album talking for another girl, but you have in this song, backing vocal singing my last girl, but from it's a nightmare, I know. So the last song, Always Christmas in My Heart, is from my last girl, who sang in Solar Eternity. Can you imagine that? How I can say that on air, but how confusing is this, isn't it? It's a mind trap.
Yeah. At least. Yeah. With a, you're gonna start earning the nickname Lover Boy.
Yeah,
I think it's outstanding though. It's a great track, and we're gonna listen to it up next. Solar Eternity. That was awesome. I love it. One of the reasons I featured it this morning, I woke up and I was listening to your music like, oh my God, I got to get it on the blog. So what's next? You said you may be releasing a EP later in the year. Do you have any other plans other than the album?
No. For the time being, no. I think I'm going to focus on the album and hopefully I'm going to release until the end of the year. But I don't know, I'm not sure if I can make it, but
a lot of people are in holding patterns.
But I'm more the guy, go for it. I'm not the guy that's just, holding back things. If I have the stuff that I really like, I will do it. Nobody's going to tell me something. I don't have a label to criticize the songs or if I want to do it, if I don't feel right, maybe it's going to be, I'm going to have some more time composing stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So where's the best place to find your music? Are you more active on Twitter, Instagram?
I think Instagram and Facebook. I don't do Twitter at all, to be honest. And mostly I do on YouTube, except of the original stuff, I do many things about vocal tapes because I'm a vocal coach, and I do covers as well, vocal covers.
Mm-hmm.
So, usually every 2 weeks or something, I post something on YouTube as well. But in every, every week, I think I do like 2 or 3 posts on Facebook or Twitter. Yeah. Usually.
Okay, so Instagram or YouTube. And is it best to buy your music on your website?
Yes, you can find my music on the website. I don't do Bandcamp because I have the website. So, if you want to support my music, you can find it online with my website.
Well, thank you, Theo NT, for joining the show today. I really love getting to know you better. It was great having you on the show.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. Okay. See you. Okay. Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
Okay. Bye-bye. What an interesting chat with Theo. And now, releases from around the globe. First, we're going to hear the new Bilk track, which released April 23rd. Bad News marks the announcement of a new EP entitled Allow It, Essex Trio. Bad News is track 2 of 6 of their upcoming album. I love the band's raw energy, guitar work, and vocals by frontman Sol Abraham.
Time and she don't notice me much. She just hands me my change when I'm buying my lunch. She's got the nicest eyes I've ever seen. I'm not always catching flicking through music magazines. With a bit of hesitation, I ask her on a date, and they said she's got a bad reputation, but I don't care. She likes peep showing just as much as me. She got a sick and poor tattoos from a mate at uni, and she never turns down the key. Part of me thinks that I just wanna quit and have a tough relationship, just like Sid and Nancy. She's the one that I fancy. In fact, you know she already has me, 'cause I don't care.
Next up, we hear Italian artist Nayem. We're going to hear the new single Changing, a great track with R&B and neo-soul influences, where she talks about the change that has happened to her and what happens in each of us at some point in our lives.
Losing. understand why all the things around me are still changing. Oh, I guess I'm not the same man. Maybe it's changing the way I see them. Yeah, yeah. No, I won't leave this. I just want to be free and do not care. Not thinking about what they think and they say. I let them do it all. Cause now I'm losing control.
And now we're going to hear the track by Coeur Brow Ovals. Coeur is out of Bainstone, United Kingdom. And this track is released this coming Friday. And we're going to hear it before it's released. So listeners, enjoy MacGuffin Baby by Coeur Brow Ovals.
Night we met.
I love this artist. Everything he puts out is just insane. And we're going to finish the show with Talk Show Host, their original track released to April the 2nd of this year, called Blood in the Sand. They're an indie punk rock trio from Toronto, Canada. The band self-released 3 successful EPs and are now signed and part of the Wiretap family. Their first album, Under the Label, will be out June 4th of this year. So listeners, Blood in the Sand.
Hey, Myla. Okay, so we need a music video, tomorrow. And we can't shoot anything because we're still under lockdown. Is it okay if I use all that footage that I've shot of you since you were a kitten? I'll stick some filters over top of it. We'll lip sync the choruses. It'll be great. Okay, thanks. You're so cute. Okay, I love you.
Not bad.
I'd like to close this night with a quote from Rob Sheffield. The times you lived through, the people you shared those times with, nothing brings it all to life like an old mixtape. It does a better job of storing up memories than actual brain tissue can do. Every mixtape tells a story. Put them together and they can add up to the story of a life. And that brings us to the end. I'd like to thank you for your time and attention tonight. I appreciate the artists that gave me this opportunity to present to you their music on this show. When the show goes silent, take a minute to reflect on the messages told by these incredible artists tonight through the power of music. Without music, our canvas is blank. Night all. Cheers. Well, that's a wrap for tonight. Episodes run every Wednesday. Who shows up or what we talk about? Who knows right now? Live on the edge. Just tune in and enjoy. See you next Wednesday. From my pad to yours, After Hours. Subscribe feeds at thebuzzerpod.com. Cheers.